this year, as well as all said kachim's Leila Nishmas of Yaakov Tzvi Kupietzky. Today's year is Masechet Erech and Daf Yud Dalad. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, three lines from the bottom at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. We learned in the previous year, Yesh Be'erech and Lahakol Hachmir, that Erech and can represent the Kul and the Chumrah. And as the Mishnah said, whether you were Marech, Ketzrechet Sheherech, the most valuable person or the least, the Erech is always as the number prescribed in the Torah based on the age and on the gender. But the Mishnah spoke about the Noash of Yisrael and the Karsh of Yisrael, which seems to indicate Yisrael in Bavikachav Mloi, that the din of Erechin is only by Jews, not by Goyim. Because if the Mishnah were to believe, assumes the Gemara, that the Halach is not only by Yisrael, why does the Mishnah focus and stress Noash of Yisrael and Karsh of Yisrael? Because the Mishnah focuses on Yisrael, it seems to be that the Mishnah feels that Erechin is only by Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Lema Masnissin like Remeya. Should this be an indication that our Mishnah doesn't agree with the opinion of Remeya? The Tanan that we learned on Daf Hey, Oivik Chavim, when we speak about Akum, Remeya Amin Nerech, he could be the subject of an Erech, Avloi Marech. And as the Mepharshim amplified a question, and in that Gemara we paskin like Remeya. And here we have a Stam Mishnah, which seems to be contrary to Remeya. How do we resolve this? Answers the Gemara, Afilatem Remeya. Our Mishnah can represent the opinion of Remeya. And therefore, who adin dafil oivik achavim? This din would be by an akum as well. So why did the Mishnah speak only about Yisrael? Ela milsa agav urcha kamashmon. The Mishnah wants to teach us what Rabbi Yehuda taught us. Could Rabbi Yehuda? Amirav. Dam Rabbi Yehuda amirav. Osl adam shayim akamenor knanize. You're not allowed to speak about how beautiful an akum is. Of course, it means the akum from the Shiva Umis. And the Rishonim essentially debate why is it us to say kamenor knanize. It really, they suggest, is based on the pasuk of the Torah, le'sachonim, le'titan lahem matnas chinam. The question is, what is the pshat here? Is pshat here is le'titan lahem matnas chinam? You're not supposed to give them a gift for no purpose. Or, as some other rishonim suggest, the concern is that we should not come to learn from an akum. And therefore we want to separate and not complement them. What would be the nafkamina? Well, the obvious simple nafkamina is if there's a benefit in giving them a gift, or there's a benefit in complimenting them. If the vart is cause loisuchone, this is not a matnas chinam. If the concern, however, is that we need to be separated, then perhaps even when there's benefit to be had, it should be usur. Another nafkamina would be if you're not speaking about a specific akum. So if the concern is loititin lahem matnas chinam, so here we're not giving it to any specific akum, so it's probably wouldn't be loisachanim. But if the concern is that we're learning from them, then it would be usur. And the Marsham suggests that maybe our Mishnah is not speaking about any specific akum, and yet seems to teach us that there's an iser of leisachanim. Another nafkamina would be if the akum is no longer alive. If the vart is learning from him, you don't have to worry about learning about someone who's not here. But if the vart is noisitin lamatnas chinam, maybe then it's aser. Another nafkamina, and we'll see actually this later in the shir, would be what will be the din by an eved kanani. If the vart is leisichanim, leititin lamatnas chinam, so maybe it would be aser by an eved as well. But if the concern is learning from him, given that we know that Eved Kanani is mechuyev b'mitzvahs, so may not be a problem. And actually we're going to have a rayon on the base that there is no problem by an Eved. The Mishnah uses the words Eved Noah. Another interesting nafkamina I saw the Paiskim suggest. What about speaking about an Akum, but by speaking about the Akum, we come actually to speak about the greatness of Hashem. What's the example? If we try to say, for example, how great Haman was, And from realizing how powerful he was, still Hashem, we know, made the Nais a Purim. If the Vart is that we're not allowed to give them a gift, so this may be mutter, because there's certainly a benefit in it. It's not just giving them a gift for nothing. But if the concern is that we may come to learn from them, it may be usur. Ask the Gemara, so we understand why the Mishnah did not use the words Hanor Shabakum. But ask the Gemara, for listening, it's Hanor Shabisrael, it's all Kosh Beknanim. And as all the Mepharshim explained, because don't we want to, when we speak about Kol, don't we want to attach it to Knanim, not to Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, B'chad Umekamari, our Mishnah speaks about only one nation, B'trei Umi, B'trei Umeloi Mairi. It doesn't speak about two different nations. Ask the Gemara, Feloi, is that true? For Tani, we're going to learn in a Mishnah on Amid Beis, Hagdoil Shebekahuna, V'soktana Shebisrael. So we aren't sticking only to one people. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Chad Umahu. Yisrael, Kayin, and Yisrael are all part of the Jewish people. This one, he's a Kayin, and this one's a Yisrael. However, Akum and Yisrael are two different people. And as the Mepharshim explained, we learned the Gemara at the end of Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara had a debate if the Kahanim are considered a separate Ummah. That was obviously the Havamina, the opinion of the person, of the Makshin in Al-Gemara. And Al-Gemara, the Taratzin holds, no, they're one Ummah. Says the Gemara, so Tchad Amuhu, a Magdish, who the Kaddish Tvei. Just the Kahanim have separate mitzvahs, special mitzvahs, that are not by the Yisraelim. Another reason why our Mishnah focuses on Yisrael, even though the Din of Erechin, as we began our Shir, certainly to some degree apply by Akum as well, because I did Kabbalah Mishnah Sefer, since the end of the Mishnah, which is the Din that we're about to learn, to speak about Sode Echuza, the rule of Stei Echuza, land that was inherited, which as we know, the Yisrael Hud Mishkach Slah, only is applicable by Yisrael, by v'kachavim loy mishkachas lehu, but not by akum, the lavanei echuzan enhu, they're not really able to inherit in Eretz Yisrael. Shemach k'tanah lab Yisrael, that's why we stick to speaking about Yisrael. So, as the Mishnah we learned in the previous year taught us, b'stei echuza, when we speak about the stei echuza, there's lahakel ulahachmer, there's a kula and a chumra. Keitza, what does that mean? Echad hamagdish b'choylus hamachuz. Whether somebody is magdish asteichuzah, and again, asteichuzah means a field that was inherited, whether that field is b'choylus hamachuz. Choylus hamachuz means an inferior piece of property. A number of pshatim that I saw in the Rishonim, why makes it inferior. One pshat is, it's the property right outside the city. So anyone entering the city walks on that property, and therefore, it's inferior. Another pshat along the same line, Rabbeinu Gershom says, because it's right outside the city, so there's an ayin hara on whoever has that property, because everybody gets to see it, so becomes that's why it's considered inferior. And a third pshat is the word choylus means from chol, it's sandy, it's not good fertile ground, so it's inferior property. Ve'echad hamagdish b'padesis sambasti, the good fields of sabasti. Interesting, the Mepharshim point out that sabasti is in the Shomron. Apparently, Shomron is part of Eretz Yisrael. Nisan is a set formula in the Torah for when we redeem that property. What is the set formula? Zera Chaim Esayrim, a piece of land that could produce, a Zera Chaim Esayrim, a piece of land that could produce a kor, 30 saw of Esayrim, is redeemed. Every piece of land that size, which is about 75,000 square amis, b'chamishim shekel kesef, for 50 silver pieces. However, b'stei mikna, according to the Tanakhama, if somebody was magdish, a field that he just purchased, not that he inherited, nois and shavya, there you give the value. Rebbe Lezer, however, disagrees, and he holds echad stei mikna, echad stei echuza, both of these types of field, the formula is, as the Torah set forth, with chamishim shekel kesef. Ask the Mishnah. But we see that the Torah clearly differentiates between Estei Mikna and Estei Achuza. And therefore ask the Mishnah, coin Rebbe Lezer, Ma Bein Estei Achuza Estei Mikna, in which way is that distinction noted? Says the Mishnah. When you redeem a stei chuzo, besides giving this formula, you have to add a fifth, a chaimitz levar, which means that if you apply to something for four, it's really five. With stei mikna, and a nice chaimish, you don't have to add the chaimish. Begins the Gemara. Amar huna, higda stei melei ilonis. If somebody was magdish a field, a stei chuzo, that is full of trees, tells us Rav Huna, kishu paidan ilonis bishavyan. First, you redeem the trees at their value. And the actual land, you redeem at the formula we discussed. It's also important to point out, the Chamishim Shekel, we know, as we've discussed just as recently as yesterday, there's 50 years for one Yovel to another Yovel, actually 49. So the formula 50 is if you paid it in the first year. But as the years go on, the amount goes on. It's almost it's a shekel and a punyan per year. So Rav Huna says that if you magdish a field, a steyachuza with trees, when you paida them separately. Why? Says the Gemara, Amakus of Rav Huna. It's obvious that it is the opinion of Rav Huna that all the magdish ba'ein yofim magdish. When it comes to a magdish, you do it in the most generous way. So here, for hegdish to get the most profit, You're going to be pointed to the tree separately and the field separately. And as the Mefarshim point out, this subject of other magdish being yofa magdish or in barah magdish, a person's magdish generously or the other way, is a machloikus tanoim throughout Shas, and it is obviously the opinion of Rav Huna that other magdish being yofa. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, and the Mefarshim point out, if, as we just said, as the Gemara just said, the Rav Huna's opinion is based on a shittas tanoim, the magdish bein yofa who magdish. So how could the Gemara ask questions on Rav Huna's opinion from Brises and Mishnayis, where clearly Rav Huna's just agreeing with a well-known opinion, with a well-known rule of magdish bein yofa who magdish? So the Mefarshim answer, even if there is indeed an opinion of the tanoim, the magdish bein yofa who magdish, Rav Huna's taking it to a very extreme, how far he's applying it. And that's why the Gemara is saying, is it correct to take it that far? Because Eser of Nachman Rav Huna, we just learned in the Mishnah, Echra Magdish B'chayos Mechuz, V'echra Magdish B'badeis Sabasti, the formula is always the same, Noisim Beis Zera, Chay Mesorim Bechamishim Kesef, Shakl Kesef. Now what did the Mishnah speak about? Pardeis Sabasti, the orchards. So obviously, there are trees there. And yet, you paid it just for this formula. Amr, Leiser Rav Huna responds, our Mishnah doesn't mean that there are actually trees on this property. Ruyla Padesis Kamina. What the Mishnah means is that it's a place where fields could be theoretically planted, but there weren't any. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei, it says in a Braisa, Bezera, Eli Ela Bezera, a field that grows with seeds, stay gefanim, a field of vineyards, stay canim, a field of tree, of wood, stay lonus, of trees, menayin, that the same halacha, the same formula of chamishim shekel kesef applies, tamaloy masodim kamakim, the same formula applies under all circumstances. But the question here is that we said according to Rav Huna, you pointed the tree separately and the property separately, a Malay. The pshat is that you pointed them separately. And the Shita Mekubetis makes an interesting observation. The Gemara has asked two different questions on Rav Huna, both to the same point, but given two different terutzim. Why hasn't the Gemara given the same terutz to both questions? So the Shita says, to say that our Mishnah means poida v'chayzev poida is a stretch, because the Mishnah only speaks about chamish shekel kesef. To go say that that's what the Mishnah means is difficult. That's what the Mishnah said, that it means that it could have a tree, but it doesn't actually have them yet. Whereas in the Braisa, it says, stay gefanim, stay karnim, stay elonis, clearly indicating that there is already a tree on this property. And therefore, to define that the Braisa means not that it actually has a tree, but it could have a tree, is a stretch. And that's why in the Braisa, the Gemara says the Teretz, Poida Chayzu Poida. The Gemara in many different places, Masechta Bava Basra, in different places, speaks about the proper ratio tree to field. Meaning, sometimes you have too many trees, it's a non-tenable situation because they'll just sap the nutrition of the field. And if you have too few trees, it's a waste of property. So the Gemara always says that in a base saw, which is approximately 25,000 square feet, the proper ratio is to plant there 10 trees. That means each tree has 250 square amos for nourishment. So ask the Gemara. It says in a Braisa, Higdish Sholish Elonis, Mimata Sarlabay saw, when you planted it the proper ratio, as if a 10 trees to a base saw, and you were magdish such as Teyachuza, says the Braisa, Hareza Higdish is a kark of a Silonish Beneim. Everything is Kaddish. And Kishupaida, both the tree and the field. And says the Braisa, Kshupaida, Paida Beischem is Zerachim Sairim, Bechamishim Shekel Kesef. So the question of Rafun is already here. Here it says that you paida the tree and the field at that rate, where Rafun says you paida them separately. But let's continue learning the Braisa. Pechas Mikan, Yos Mikan, if it's not at that ratio, 10 trees to a base saw, or Shekdishim Zachazah, you were magdish the tree and the field together, Harez loy higdish, v'loy as a karka, v'loy say lonish b'leim, or of the field, or the small trees in between the big trees don't become higdish, only the trees themselves are higdish. That's one rule, that only the trees will become kaddish under these circumstances. V'loy oid, furthermore, I feel higdish ilinois of akach higdish karka. Let's say you were magdish the trees, and then you were magdish the karka, says the Braisa, when you come to be paida them, paida salem b'shivayim, first you redeem the trees at their market value. But the question, as we said, is, the Reisha says that if you do have the trees planted on the field at the proper ratio, and you magdish that field, so it's the hegdish is on both the tree and on the field. But furthermore, it says that when you paida, you paid them together. V'chi teima, and immediately says the Gemara, if you're going to try to suggest what the Braisa means to say, hochi nami, paida v'chayza v'paida, it doesn't mean that you paid them all together, but you paid the tree separately and the property separately, that can't be, says the Gemara. Because hum the Sefer, if we see in the Sefer, we're there when you have managed them separately. The Sefer says explicitly that there the halacha is paida b'chayzer paida, that you paida them separately. Bechlal, it's obvious the ratio that isn't the case. Loi, you paida them all together. But according to Rafuna, as we just began the Gemara, Rafuna says that when you manage trees and field, you should be paida them separately. Says the Gemara, answers Rafuna, Hamani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Correct, says Rav Huna. This Braisa cannot be fine with my opinion. But this Braisa, he says, represents Rav Shimon, the opinion of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's opinion is Magdish Ben Ro Magdish. Notice Rav Huna saying like this. My opinion is Magdish Ben Yofa Magdish. So as we explained, if the halach is, if you hold Magdish Ben Ro Yofa Magdish, so you have to be part of the tree separately and the field separately. He obviously holds Magdish Bein Ro Magdish. The Tanya. Hamagdish is a Soda. If somebody is Magdish field, Higdish is Kula. So according to the Tanakama, because Magdish Bein Yofu Magdish, everything is included in the Higdish. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon actually says, Vahigdish El Chorav Hamurkav. Chorav Hamurkav is a grafted carob tree that needs the ground significantly, the Sadna Shikma. Sadna Shikma means a sycamore tree, again, that's used to grow very tall, that too is very connected to the ground. And if we look in the Gemara, Masechta Bava Basra, actually what the Gemara says is, that Rav Shimon's opinion is Magdish Bein Rohu Magdish. And nothing is included when you're Magdish a field. He's saying to the Rabbanim, he's saying, even if the Rabbanim hold Magdish Bein Yofu Magdish, that doesn't mean that everything that's on the field is included in the Hegdish. Only these trees that are so very connected to the ground are included. Anything else not. And therefore, Rav Shimon will again be the Tan of the Brice that we just finished learning, that says that when you magdish the tree and the field, certainly magdish bein raw magdish, and you only have to give the rate of chamishim shekel kesef. Ask the Gemara if we're trying to interpret that this Brice that we just learned, Rav Shimon represents the opinion of Rav Shimon. Ema Sefer, let's continue learning the Sefer. The Brice said, if somebody was first magdish the tree on the field, and then he was magdish the karaka, so the Brice, the Paskin, when he comes to redeem them, first be paid the trees at their value, and then here, the Brice, the Paskins, you paid them separately. Ask the Gemara, V'Rav Shimon, if we're saying that Brisa follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, isn't the opinion of Rav Shimon, as the Gemara is going to try to prove in a minute, that Rav Shimon always holds that we go bus opinion, that we look at the time of the redemption. And since here, when he's coming to redeem it, yes, he was magdish the tree and the field separately, but now when he's coming to be pided, they are connected. So doesn't Rav Shimon hold that we look at the time of pidyon? And since now the both hegdish, the halach ought to be v'lifriku agav arayu, we should just have to follow the chamishim shekel kesef formula. For says the Gemara, the hashamina le Rav Shimon, we will now prove that it is the opinion of Rav Shimon, the ozel bas pidyon, that he follows the time of the pidyon. That's the moment that he follows. The Tanya. There's a braisa. So as we keep on saying in our shir, Talocha is, there's a difference between a stay achuza, the Mishnah said it, between a stay achuza and a stay mikna. The stay achuza has the special formula of chamishim shekel kesef. The stay achuza does not. So says the Braisa, v'nayin l'lekeach sodomi aviv. My father has a piece of property, it's a stay achuza to my father, but I bought it from him. So to me, it's a stay mikna. And then I was magdishit. V'akach meis aviv, and then my father passes away. How do we know it should be treated by me as a stay achuza? Even though when I bought it, it was a stay mikna. When I was magdashit, it was a stay mikna. Tamalayim, it says in the pasuk, im estay miknayu ashalayim estay achuzasa. Teaches us the pasuk, according to Rav Shimon. Sodish ain't really a stay achuza. A field that cannot be potentially a stay achuza. That's where there's a halacha that you follow its value. But this field, yes, I bought the field from my father. I didn't inherit it. But since it potentially is a stay mikna, chuza, when my father passes away, yatsu, she really is stay chuza, and therefore, if ultimately, by the time I'm pointed, my father is no longer here, I follow the stay chuza rule. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Rameyer is not as lenient. Rameyer says, Menayel lekeach sodomi aviv. I bought the property from my father. Umesoviv, and then my father passes away. V'akach hakdisha, and I was magdishit after my father's passing. Menayin shetei lefon of k'stei achuza, that it should be treated like k'stei achuza. Tam loimer, im estei miknosa shleim estei achuza. Sodish en estei achuza. Only a field which is not estei achuza has the rule that you paid it by its value. Yatzuzu, stei achuza. So just to define, the machloikas of Yehuda Rav Shimon, according to Rameya, the only time by this type of field the din of stay achuza would apply is in a circumstance that I bought it, but I was only magdishit after my father's passing. Whereas according to Rav Shimon, even if I was magdishit before my father's passing, as long as by the time I'm coming to be paided, my father's no longer here, then I could treat it like a stay achuza. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, as we just said, it is their opinion, afilo disha, that when I was magdishit, it was not yet to me a stay achuza, because my father was still alive. Vakach meis aviv, and only after I was magdishit that my father passed away, it already falls into the category of stay achuza. Now tries the Gemara to understand. My time, why does Rav Shimon take this opinion? If because the Pasuk seems to say so, says the Gemara, As the Rishonim explained the Gemara. As we just explained, there's a machlokes between Rameya and Rav Shimon how to understand the pasuk. And certainly according to the way we explained, Rav Shimon represents a much bigger kula, a much more lenient opinion than Rameya. But we have a rule that when we can explain a pasuk, we always have to say the smaller chiddush. So why does Rav Shimon explain it that way? Shouldn't it just be limited to the way Rameya explains it? It must be, because it is obviously Rav Shimon's opinion. Rav Shimon does the boss opinion. And since here, when I'm coming to be paided, even though when I was magdashed, it wasn't yet a steichuza, but when I'm coming to be paided, it is already a steichuza, that's already enough of a reason that that's what we should look at. So going back to what we discussed earlier, we wanted to say that the Braisa on Amud Aleph is following the opinion of Rav Shimon. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds magdash being wrong magdash, but that Braisa says that if I was magdash them separately, I have to be paided them separately. But why? According to Rav Shimon, we're saying that we go boss of Shas Pidyon, and Shas Pidyon, they're both Kaidish. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Kro Ashkech V'Darash. No, it's not that Rav Shimon holds we go after Shas Pidyon. There is a special rule why they take such a lenient view. Because Licht Im Kain, Licht of Rechmona, Im Mestei Achuz Miknosoi, Ashalai Achuzosoi. Why does the Torah have to add the word stay? We know we're talking about fields. Sodishen really is Teichuza. To teach us this extra chiddush, that even when I was magdashed, it wasn't yet a Teichuza, as long as one pointed, it's a Teichuza, it has the din of a Teichuza. Continues the Gemara. Amar Papa, Higdish Troshim, if there's a field which is indeed a Teichuza, which as we're learning, has the special formula for pidyon, but it's a stony field where you can't grow something, Galacha will be, Poydim B'Shavim. You redeem them at the value. Answers the why? Says the one. Actually, as the Rishonim point out, this rule the Rapapa begins with is a Mishnah we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn on Daf Chav Hei. The Chiddush will be in his further rules. Mai Tama Bei Zera Amrachmana, a plant that something grows in. Fahani Lav Bnei Zriya. There's Alocha, another Alocha by Steichuza. By Steichuza, if I who is Magdashit was paided, fine. If I wasn't paided, or Hegdish sold it to someone else, when Yovel comes, it doesn't go back to the owner, it goes to the Kahanim of that Mishnah. Loi Gala, so if I, who was Magdish this Troshim, weren't Goyal them, Yoitzlim B'Yovel, they go to the Kahanim B'Yovel. My Tama, why is that rule apply? Says Rav Papa, Sada Am Rachmana, Kadu, as long as it's in the category in any way of a Sada, this rule will apply. Now we speak not about being magdish the field, now we speak about selling the field. And the halach is when you sell a steyachuza, so then the din, the special formula doesn't apply, you paider it at its value, but there's another rule. You may not be paidered for the first 2 years. And the reason is very simple, because otherwise nobody's ever going to buy a field. If I could sell a field to you today, and I could turn around tomorrow and be paidered, nobody's going to buy. So there's a rule that the Torah says you have to wait 2 years. Now, says the Gemara, however, Mokot Roshim, if I sold this type of inferior field, Nagolim Pachs Mishtei Shonim, then the 2 year rule doesn't apply. My Tama, why? Says the Gemara, Mispashnei Tfuos Amrechmana, it's connected to production, Vahani Lav Pnei Tfuoninu. Loi Gola, if you weren't Goyle them, did Alocha that when your evil comes, it does go back, still applies. Chazeres Labalim, B'yoyvel. My Tama, V'shav L'chuzas Amrachmana, it goes back, V'hani Nam Yechuzi, it's a stay Yechuzi, and that's why it should go back. Furthermore, says the Braisa, says the Papa, Higdish Ilonis, if somebody was Magdish trees, even though they're honest stay Yechuzi, the Loch is Paidu B'Shaveim, you paid them at their value. My Tama, because base there Amrachmana, only a property, V'loy Ilonis, not trees. Loy Golan, if you weren't paid to them, even though you were magdish them, the halacha here will not be, as I said before, that when you magdish the steichuz, if you weren't paid it, it goes to the kahana b'yoyvel. This trees will not have that rule. And yotzin l'kahana b'yoyvel. It won't go to the kahana b'yoyvel. Why? Because when does the Torah say that if you weren't paid it, or if it was sold to someone else, it goes to the Kohanim B'Yovel? The Torah says, V'hoya asodam rachmana. The Torah only speaks about a field having that rule, V'lo yilonis, not by trees. Mach yilonis, if you sold trees, not a question is. As we said before, when you sell a field of steyachuza, we just finished learning that for the first 2 years you can't be poided. When you sell troshim, that rule we said doesn't apply. Now ask Reb Papa, why will be the halacha by trees? Will the 2 year rule apply? Says Reb Papa, machri lonis, ain't the golem pox mishtei shanim. You can't be poided them in less than 2 years. Why? My tama, shnei tvus amrechmana, vahani b'nei tvuninu. Machloikis achroinim. The halacha is that if you sell a steyachuza, so yes, as we've been learning, for the first 2 years you may not be paid, but on the other hand, the halacha is, after 2 years, you have a right to force the buyer to sell it back. The question at the Achroinim debate, will that apply by Ilonis as well? Loi Golan, if you weren't goyel them, the trees, what happens by Yovel? Says the Bryce, Ein Chayzeres Labalim B'Yovel. My Tama, V'Shav L'Chuzos Amrachman, you only get back your fields by Yovel, not your trees. Omer Mar, V'lo Yilonis. Omer Mar continues the Gemara. We just learned, Higdish Yilonis, Poydim B'Shavyin. If you're Magdish Yilonis, you're Poydim them at their value. But ask the Gemara, my, V'Ligdishu Agavarayu, V'Lifriku Agavarayu, are they connected to the ground? And therefore, shouldn't they have the halacha of the ground? V'chi teima, and if you'll suggest, ilonis agdish, araloi agdish, that you only magdish the trees, not the ground, asking Rav Amram Nadoi, that isn't true. Because the Gemara teaches us, in Masechet Baba Basra, man de mazblei dikla l'chavri, if I sell somebody else a tree, konale mishipula v'atahoyma, it becomes his all the way down. What that means is actually machloikus. Some say mishipula atahoyma, it becomes his, that if it falls down, he's allowed to replant there. Others aren't so generous. They say that the property where he had the tree remains his, but not necessarily that he could replant there. But we see that the land is clearly connected to the ground. So why, by the trees, don't we say that it's connected to the ground and the din of the ground should be the din of the tree? Answers the Gemara, Lami itma lo b'ba machmas tainam. That the Gemara in Baba Basra is to be understood as follows. It doesn't mean that as soon as I sell you a tree, you automatically get the ground under it. Of course not. What it means is as follows. We know, this is a big part of Masechet Baba Basra, that if I sell you something, you, to be able to prove that you are indeed the owner of the property I sold, you have to have a deed. But the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra teaches, if you don't have the deed, so if you were there for 3 years with a chazaka, it's good enough. That's called Baba Machmas Taina. So what happened here was that I sold you the trees. You claim that you also bought the property. And I say, no, you didn't buy the property. You only bought the tree. So if you had the tree for 3 years, with that claim, you will get the ground under the tree. But that doesn't mean you always automatically get the ground under the tree. Of course not. And therefore the tree is separate, and you part of the tree at its value. Tanar Abonin, the pasuk says, B'michsis, ma'bo l'lamit, l'fishinamar, because the Torah keeps on saying, Zerachoy mish'orim, sorim b'chamish shekel kesef. Yochel avstei mikna kain, that even by stei mikna, we should follow that formula, tamalayim mechsas. We follow by stei mikna, as we learned the Tanakhama of our Mishnah taught us, we follow its value. Rebbe Lezer, on the other hand, says, nema kan v'chishev, the Torah uses the word v'chishev by stei chuzo, nema lahalon chishev by stei mikna, ma lahalon, just like by stei chuzo, it's a dove kotzov, it's the formula that we keep on speaking about, Af kan davakotzov, it's that formula. Ask the Gemara. The Rabbanan clearly don't agree. But ask the Gemara. Ibailhu. Rabbanan isluk zeir shava. How are we to understand the opinion of the Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe Lezer? Is it that they agree that there's a Gezeirah Shava, or Mafkalein L'Chaimish, and they're going to teach us that the Gezeirah Shava that connects Stei Mikdat, Stei Chuzah, is to teach us by both of them there's a din that you have to add a Chaimish? I dim less like Gezeirah Shava, they don't hold the Gezeirah Shava, and therefore there's nothing to connect Stei Mikdat, Stei Chuzah, and therefore Stei Mikdat, Stei Chuzah will have totally different rules. Stei Mikna will have the rule that you paid it at its value and you don't add a chaimish. And Stei Achuza has the formula that we're discussing. Plus, you have to add the chaimish. V'les l'gzer shava v'les l'chaimish b'stei Mikna. Amar Rava, v'stabra l'es l'gzer shava. It makes sense to say that they don't have a gzer shava. Why? Midagala rachmana gaba chaimish gaba stei Achuza. Since the Torah mentions the din of chaimish b'stei Achuza, the gaba magdish, Beisai, and similarly by the din of Magdish Beisai, the Torah teaches us the din of Chaimish. Havla Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echot. Since the Torah, so this falls into the category of Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echot. And we have a rule throughout Shas that calls Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echot a Malamnim. So what the Gemara is saying is as follows. First of all, to explain why the Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echot a Malamnim. Throughout the Torah, this man Domer holds that the Torah says a rule once. And if the Torah wants this rule to apply everywhere else, the Torah says it once, and this serves as a source for all other places that this is the halakha. So if the Torah says it more than once, says it in more than one situation, what is the Torah telling us? That only where I said it is the halakha that way. Where it wasn't said, it isn't the halakha. So since the Torah said the halakha of Chaimish by Magdish Bayis and by Stei Achuza, it means to say only here is that the halacha, nowhere else. But all the Achranim asked the obvious question. That rule of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echot Ein Melamdim is only said by Binyan Av, but here we're learning Gezeirah Shava. So how says that we apply this rule there? So one teretz is that the Rishonim say this already, it's not considered a full-fledged Gezeirah Shava. Another teretz that I saw is that if the Gzeir Shava explicitly connected Stei Achuza to Stei Mikna regarding the din of Chaimish, then of course the concept of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echot Ein Melamdim wouldn't be applicable. The Torah just connects them. It doesn't mean it connects them for this rule. And since for this rule we have here a rule of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echot Ein Melamdim that ought to apply, that's why we say it. And says the Gemara, even according to the Manda Omer, the Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echot Melamdim Midagala Rechmana Chaimish. Since we see the Torah said Chaimish in so many different halachic areas, that when somebody's paida his Maaseh Sheni, or somebody is paida a Behemoth Torah, or somebody is paida Behemoth Tameya, an animal that was Bamum, whether before you were Magdish it or after you were Magdish it, an animal that wasn't kosher, that in all these situations you have to add a Chaimish. So certainly Havle Tuva, it represents many places where the Torah taught us the din of Chaimish, Ein Melamdim. And therefore, only where the Torah said Chaimish does the din apply, nowhere else. And therefore, clearly, it's going to be the opinion of the Rabbanan. Since the Torah didn't teach us the din of Chaimish, B'stei Mikna, there is no din of Chaimish there. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid, Rav V'Loi Metamei, Tanya B'michsas Erkecha, Hukshah Kosovel Erkin. The Torah compares Stei Mikna to Erchin. Ma Erchin ain't Mois of Chaimish. Just like by Erchin there's no din of Chaimish, Av Stei Mikna ain't Mois of Chaimish. So the Shvas Emes asks a question. How could there be a Havamina of Chaimish by Erchin? Chaimish is when I magdish something and I come to be paided. How does that apply to Erchin? But if we remember the Shilti Gebayrim that we quoted at the beginning of the Masechta, who says that Erechin is a form of Hegdish, and I'm Magdish, the subject of my Erech, so it's very well that the Gemara could have had a Havamina that maybe Chaimish ought to apply, and the Gemara says it doesn't, and therefore doesn't apply by Stei Mikna as well. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Amasechta, said there's a Kula and a Chumra by Evid. V'shar Mumit Shehemis is Evid. L'hokka l'hachmir. Keitzit. Echad Shehemis is Anosh b'avodim, whether the most beautiful Evid, or Sakash of Avadim, the halacha is that if a Mu'ud pays, kills such an Eved, Noisen Shloishim Sela. You have to pay Shloishim Sela, a fixed formula. However, Hamas ben Chayrim, If he killed a free person, nice and shavi, you give its value. Chavu bezeh bezeh. If he wounded, didn't kill, then the halacha is nice and nezek shalom. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is speaking about a mu'ud, the tamloi. Suggests the Gemara, lame masnis the like Rabbi Kiva. Is this proof that our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva? The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, af tam shechava ba'adam, even if a tam wounded a person, misham b'maisa nezek shalom. Which means, we deduct the value, the loss of the shor, and then we pay the difference, nezek shalom, in the damage to the person. Answers the Gemara, I feel tam Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The hu adin afilu tam nami, and therefore this adin will apply even by a tam. So either the kabbalah misnei sefer, because we want to learn the sefer. Hamas eved, Hamas ben chayrim. That is where the halacha is. The muad hu mishkach slav. That the halacha that the Mishnah says is only by a muad. But tam la mishkach slav shemachi. The entire Mishnah only speaks about a muad. Ba'inus mafata. If a woman was raped or she was seduced. Whether the most important person in Klal Yisrael was violated or seduced, or was Ketanah of Yisrael, there's a fixed formula. You have to pay 50 sloim, v'boishes begam, but you also have to add boishes for begam. Hakol fi mevayish mezbayish. Rashi says, if the mevayish was a unimportant person, it's not called real Baishas. If the Mevayish was a great person, it's also not much. Only when an average person was Mevayish, a great person, is it serious Baishas. Ask the Gemara, why are Baishas and Begam is the depreciation. As the Gemara Masechta Begam explains, what does the depreciation mean? How much a woman, somebody who's buying a woman as a slave, as a maid, would agree to pay extra that she should be a psula, that he could have his eved marry a psula. But ask the Gemara, why is the boishes megam paid separately? Amai, emach amishim sloim amru rachmana, become immediately. 50 sloim, hard and fast, amru, Rav Zera, says Rav Zera, it can't be that way. Because yoyru baal bas melochan chamishim, and baal bas yoytas chamishim, you pay the same amount, no matter who the woman is. Ask the Gemara, if that's a legitimate argument, asks Abaya, Yehochi Gabi Eved Nami Yoimru, Eved Noike Margolius, if a Sharmud killed an Eved who has a very high-paying profession, you pay Shloshim, and Eved Oysa Masa Machet Shloshim, that can't be an argument. El Omrab Zera, Ilu Baale Shnayim, if two people had relations with a woman, Echot Shloka Darka Vecha Kedarka, there's a number of Pshatim. The simplest Pshat is, that the first person had relations with her, Shaloi Kedarka. And he would have to maybe pay Knas, maybe not. It's Machlokes Rishonim. And then the next person had Biyah with her, Kedarka. Certainly, being Ma'anis or being Mafata such a woman is not the same as being Ma'anis or Mafata a woman who never had any relations at all. Yom Ba'al Beguma Chamishim, Ba'al Shalem Chamishim, the same amount is paid. So the Shita says, what's different? So the Shita explains, till now we were only speaking about external things. Profession, bas melochim, bas ajoitus. Here we're already speaking about internal blemishes, a bu'ula, not a bu'ula. Amalai Baya says, by your argument still doesn't work. Gabi Eved Nami, Yoimer Eved Bari Shloshim, a healthy Eved and Eved Mukushkin or a sick Eved is the same amount. So we see even if it's an internal defect, it doesn't make a difference for the payment. So we're back to where we started. Why makes the Mishnah feel or say that the Bereishis Begam is a separate payment? Ela Mabaya Amakura Tachas Hashina. Bechlal, Dika Bereishis Begam. This payment is just for the Inui. And then there's something else for the Bereishis Begam. Rav Amar, how do we know that the Bereishis Begam is paid separately? Domakura, for Nosan Isha Shaykh Ima. Hana Shchiva is Chamisha. Bechlal, that there's another payment, Dika Milsachrita, which you have to pay. And what is that? The Boshes Begam, which are paid separately.